Hello, good evening, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Black Whip Podcast, your number one favorite anime podcast in the whole of Nigeria. So how is, let me start by saying season's greetings. Let me start from there. Season's greetings. How is the preparation for Christmas? How is the preparation for New Year? I'm sure as the festivities are approaching, a lot of us are like, you know, yeah, thinking of I need this, maybe I need money for this one, I need to buy something for a loved one, I need to buy something special for somebody. And maybe in the process of you thinking and thinking of how to make Christmas set for you, you might get upset and you might get angry. So I'm sure now maybe when I don't understand the angle where I want to carry this thing go. So the way you are upset of maybe your frustration of not trying to get something, you understand, not as if you are not putting in the effort, you are putting in the effort, but things are not just going the way you want it. Or maybe somebody is purposely making you upset deliberately, you know, you become angry. So similarly, that feeling of anger that you have, there are some anime characters that also have this kind of personality. This one, not even personality to them. They are angry. They don't get joy at all. And to top it off, they are not even just ordinary anime characters. So they are heroes on top. So these are the people that we'll be looking at today. We'll be looking at anime heroes who are always angry. In short, let me read it out the way it is here on the title. 10 angriest anime heroes ranked. So we are ranking them, 10 of them. They are very angry. I'm sure maybe as I mentioned angry heroes, now some of them don't they, maybe that guy would did here. That guy, you know, the anime character I'm referring to, that guy that is always angry, even people know himself. Once you say anger in anime, you don't even, it doesn't even have to be a hero or a villain self in this one. Once you just mentioned the word anger, this guy, they come everybody mind. I can see him. I can see his picture here. But based on someone I know, you see him first, you have to calm down to like call through all the list of these angry anime heroes. So as usual, some of them we know them, some of them we don't. And I will appreciate it if you share this podcast. Maybe if you are listening to it for the first time, you've never listened to anime podcast before, but this is your first time listening to it. If you enjoy it, if you just say, okay, I enjoy this thing, let me share it with one or two persons. And those one or two persons too will listen to this part too and will also share it. So that's how the podcast will grow. You know, the more the podcast grows, I see people they listen. If me, I see people they actually listen, people they enjoy, and people they comment. And it's very important. If people do all these things, now that I'm going to say, okay, I know they waste my time. People, they enjoy this thing where they do. You understand? That's like motivation. You might reason them now. If you are doing an assignment or maybe you are trying to put in effort to see that something happens, and people actually compliment you, they commend you for it. Let me say now, at that stage you are in life, because every stage we are in life, there's something we are trying to achieve. So imagine that thing you are trying to achieve. If it is exam, if it is a pass mark, if it is a project you are trying to accomplish, if it is a job, you understand, something that you are trying to accomplish and person can compliment you, you will get joy. So similarly, if now they comment on this podcast and now they actually share them, I will get joy. So please, that's just by the way, you understand, but I will really appreciate them. Anyways, let's come back to our list here. We have 10 angriest anime heroes ranked. And I will be reading them from these characters. You know our blog now, where they source content from, CBR. Then try for me again. I was just scrolling and I saw 10 angriest anime heroes. I say, this one will make sense. And I'm going to have this thing. So without wasting much time, let's dive into the blog post. So in general, anime heroes are known for their even temperament and rationality, their ability to stay calm under dire circumstances typically makes them more likable with audience and it conveys them as paragons of morality. So yeah, now wait till we know about heroes, that by the time you hear of hero like Superman or something, because the reason person will be calm, we could tell you, see, ah, sorry, sir, well done, ma, sorry, let me save you, let me help you, understand, good boy. But no, for anime, we go see them. Mona, wait first. However, there are dozens of heroes who lack such restraint. To the contrary, they allow their rage to control and even empower them in their darkest moments. Although such methods may pay off sometimes, it can also portend disastrous results, where not only their intended target get hurt. Regardless, their anger is a fantastic humanizing flaw that makes the hero's personality more believable. So wait till they try talk for here and see all these hero people, those ones who they vex well. Sometimes they too vex and they affect their personality, all those kind of shit. Like people could expect see hero not a good person, but they cast. One I no worry. I did sure someone I even understand what I did try talk. Anyways, the number 10th person here, I'm not sure I've seen this character before. Her name is Inuyasha. Okay, I think I've never mentioned this anime before. Inuyasha. And I think she's from the anime Inuyasha. Inuyasha was vulnerable to his demonic nature. Okay, Namano, I think now woman self. The titular protagonist of Inuyasha did not always act morally. As a half demon, there were instances where he lost control. In his feral state, Inuyasha ripped opponents to shreds with his bare hands and endangered Kagome. So, if you watch the anime, maybe you're gonna know who be Kagome. So, in a nutshell, wait till they try talking. That's when this guy they vex. This one they even tear people apart too. So, I ain't take the hero, sure. Maybe they will say, nah, the bad guys now in the tear apart. And if it is the bad guys now, because there's some kind of gray area. For example, he did not take Shippo pranks lightly. I don't know if that Shippo, and developed a fierce rivalry with Koga over the way he treated Kagome. In some instances, Kagome forced him to heal by issuing the seat command. It usually diffused his anger, transforming it into annoyance. Anger and annoyance. Well, and that one, one character we're supposed to be hero, but it's the vex. This one, the vex, sitting the tear people to shreds. I think on the scale of hero or villain, I think that's what I'll do for this episode. Each one what I mentioned, do I think is a hero or a villain? Because that anger something that something is supposed I don't see how you could take the like hero and the vex, they even tear people apart. Which kind of hero be that? So on the scale of hero to villain, I would rank all these characters. You, this guy, you Nasha, they tear people to shreds. Villain. I know he's a hero for this list, but yeah, I feel so he's supposed to be villain. Coming down to number 9, the 9th angry anime character hero is Meliodas from Seven Deadly Sins. Meliodas was the sin of wrath, with good reason. In general, Meliodas was the pleasant main protagonist of Seven Deadly Sins. However, his demonic nature made him prone to outbursts of rage in emotionally vulnerable moments. So, I'm not going to read further because I feel like they will spoil me. I still get hope. Me, I know, so I will still go watch Seven Deadly Sins. So, I don't want to read further. Anyways, what they are trying to say is this Meliodas guy, him be sin of wrath. And yeah, I can understand in that instance when by nature he's supposed to be wrath, but he's trying to help out. You understand? So if he vex, start the fuck people up. But at that moment, when he be wrath, oh boy, no be hero in view. But the moment when they do good things, we feel reason and say, okay, nah, you understand, a good guy. You understand? There's a difference between wrath and maybe the person. Whenever I was the anime, but still glad they tried to do analysis. Anyways, moving on, coming down to number 8. The 8th angry anime hero is Naofumi from The Rising of the Shield Hero. Naofumi struggled with his rage.
So this Naofumi, or should I say this anime itself, this Rising of the Shield Hero, I think is a recent anime, an anime where like the name, they make me want to go check them out. I feel like seeing a sword fight or those kind like knight or something, fantasy kind of anime. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go into it. Yeah, I think so. I think I'm going to it. I'm still watching this thing though, Assassination Classroom. I still this is it which episode serve? Is it episode 14 or something? That's for season 2. But I just finished that. In short, I think this is what I'll do. I won't start any new anime until I finish the Assassination Classroom. Because that anime is an anime that I've started watching. I've dropped it like I think if I should drop it now and start watching a different anime, a new anime, this will be like the fourth time I'm dropping Assassination Classroom. So yeah, I'll finish Assassination Classroom first before I go start the reason maybe this shield, the Rising of the Shield Hero. Yes. So they say Naofumi often struggled to control his anger in the Rising of the Shield Hero. His disposition was warranted. In addition to being ripped from his home. Okay, I'm not going to read further. But it'd be like the guy go through things we make him, can't be like that. Can't get anger when one tribe hero. So maybe he's trying to fight an evil government or something like that. As a result, Naofumi became standoffish with the other cardinal heroes and blatantly hostile toward the royalty of okay. Can't be hostile towards royalty. So yeah. I'm sure now we don't watch the anime. If you've seen the anime, Rising of the Shield Hero, you know who this guy is and you know what they're talking about here. So yes, he's our number 8 for angry anime heroes. Coming down to number 7, this one is very popular. It's from my favorite anime. This is Mikasa from Attack on Titan. So Mikasa making it to this list is kind of surprising to me, although because I don't picture Mikasa as a character who is always angry, but a character who says she could feel vexed. But I think it's just natural, like the way she should get angry is like it's just natural. Say if person do you something where you know like, or something where you know say go put you in danger or something like that, you go vex. You understand? So, like sure, but she's on this list. On the post, it says Mikasa was almost as ruthless as Eren in Attack on Titan. So I guess what they are trying to say here is like those who threatened the island, now them, now they're ruthless towards. So you understand those other squad now, those people even they come, then the warriors and the rest of them, and the outside people, they don't get joy for any of them. They just, X all of them. So that's just what they're trying to say here. Yeah, sure, they made it to the list, but I didn't really picture them like as the angry character, like the kind of character that me I was thinking, like this is a character who is always angry, you get. So, but anyways, yeah, our number 7. Coming down to number 6. Number 6, the 6th angry anime hero. With Attack on Titan, they even get heroes for the Sure, they're just the protagonist people then. So coming down to number 6, we have Asuka from Neon Genesis Evangelion. So this anime, I don't mention him a lot, and I've seen it come up in so many places, but I'm not really familiar with it because me, I never watch him. Asuka constantly lashed out at others. So yeah, if she constantly lashes out at others, I think that's the definition of an angry character. So Asuka demonstrated her insecurity in virtually all of the screen time she had in Neon Genesis Evangelion. This kind character, having suffered a neglectful childhood, she constantly joiked
for attention and to surpass her peers. So yeah, now the kind of character with that way, if I raise an angry character, this kind of character now I will picture. So yeah, this Asuka is an angry character that I'll see. Yes, it's an angry character. I feel reason like, okay, do I think this Asuka is a hero or villain? Based on how they describe her, I'll say she's a hero in the making, like the kind of hero where they need groom them, you understand, where they will need nurture their personality. So that's the kind of character I think this Asuka is. So coming down to number 5, the fifth angry hero in anime is Ace from One Piece. So based on semi often I never still watch One Piece, I can't really say much about this, but Ace was easy to provoke. I think they're right here. And Shatrutru, if you're a character and you're a hero that they can easily provoke your boy, you go to lash out well. Fire Fist Ace had perhaps the worst temper of any One Piece hero. So although rightfully indignant for Touch Mother, it was unwise of him to pursue Blackbeard and tell, okay, this one they tell the story with me, I don't really get. So what they are trying to say, Shana, say this guy is for One Piece was very ruthless and you feel very easily provoke him. All this while, when I think of One Piece, do I think of Ace? Because I'm familiar with the character but I haven't yet seen the show. I think this is one of the shows that I need to start watching. I don't say I'll go watch them, but I just need to be in the right mood. So, but yeah, anytime I think of Ace, I just think of Ace as that character where, yeah, Ace is different from Love itself. Me, I don't even to know, sure. But anyways, anything, I just think of this character because of the picture I'm seeing here. I don't really think of him as like a hero kind of character. I just say I'm like that character we just DNA, you understand? Like any place we interest the like the angle D. I don't know if I'm accurate, but that's just the vibe I'm getting from this character. Anyways, he's the fifth angriest hero on our list. Coming down to number 4, the fourth angriest hero on our anime list is Scar from Full Metal Alchemist. So, like, was Scar a hero? Yeah, just sure. I know same in the key people, it'd be like, boy, can't they help out? Well, something like that. I could just consider him like anti hero, you understand? But I don't really think like a hero kind of character. Well, Scar hated Amistris for what happened to Ishbal. I did just say if you never watch the show, even me don't watch the show, I don't forget some of these names. But yes, I can remember his anger. Yes, yeah, no, Scar gets anger issues where we're in the Vex because of things we goes down for in village. You know, it's like they kill these people and shit like that, man. They really fuck them up. So yeah, I can remember his anger and the kind of grudge when come back on the, you know, the Vex, they take out people. So Scar is our number 4 here on the list of angry heroes. I don't really see Scar like a hero kind of character, but yeah, I think I'll just put him in between like anti-hero. You understand? So yeah, that's Scar for you. Coming down to number 3. This number 3, if not me, this number 3 now will be my number 1. Because anytime I think of angry character, you understand, this character is from a very popular anime. I'm sure maybe you ma by now you don't think, yeah, not that guy. I know the character. Well, yeah, yes, this is from My Hero Academia, and this is Bakugo. So Bakugo's anger motivated him. Bakugo is just always angry, you understand?
Bakugo is one of the, in short, when they say angry anime characters, it's just Bakugo that came to my mind. Like earlier when I was referring to that particular character, you know, that particular character is Bakugo. And Bakugo is coming from a very popular anime. So that's why, you know, he's known for his anger issues. But one good thing again about the show is as we are watching it, we are seeing how Bakugo is progressing you know, from that angry character, that bully, that egotistic kind of character. He's growing and he's maturing. And I really like to see how he turns out, because, man, I really love the way that they've carried this character right from season one. He's that angry character from season one, that angry character from season two, even up to the current season now that we're watching like this. Like, he's still that hot-headed character, but you can see the change that's happening even with the hot-headedness. So I really look forward to seeing what Bakugo has for us in the future, being the kind of character that he is. And I'm sure there are some other characters too on this list that are similar to Bakugo. Maybe not just me, I never too savvy them like that. Naomi cannot do deep analysis like the way I don't do for Bakugo like this. But still, I'm sure you will be able to understand and flow with the podcast. So coming down to number two, and by the way, yeah, for Bakugo, Bakugo is definitely a hero on my list, because we are seeing how he's becoming that hero, you understand? So if I'm asked, should Bakugo be a hero or a villain kind of character? And we even know, even the show itself, there was a time the League of Villains came, we carried Bakugo, that he would be a good candidate for the League of Villains, but sadly, they were wrong. And yeah, for that part alone, definitely, you'll be able to agree that Bakugo is a hero. Definitely a hero kind of character. So yeah, that's Bakugo for you. He's the third angriest person on the list. Coming down to number two, the second angry anime hero on the list is Kid from One Piece. And this says, Kid's rage kept getting him in trouble. So if you're a character and your personality, they always put you inside trouble. But while I deal with that too. Especially if you're a hero. Imagine if you're a hero that constantly causes trouble. That's, you'll be a hero constantly having issues with police. Oh boy, that would be like bad PR for you. Anyways, yeah, this character is the second angriest character. And this one had personality and they always put her inside trouble. By looking at this character, I'm getting the villain vibe. I didn't mean to not talk saying that hero characters all these people be. If I see this one followed, I'll think seeing a bad guy. Anyways, yeah, that's the second angriest anime hero. Coming down to number one, this number one, I get joy for this number one, because this is a character that I didn't even know this character made it to this list until I just briefly glanced through before mentioning the number one. So this character is Kurapika from Hunter x Hunter. So if you've watched Hunter x Hunter now, you know what's up with Kurapika and the entire clan. So he's out for vengeance, although he has worked his way to have his hunter's license. And even though that hunter license, man, I don't think even bad guys they get hunter's license. So Kurapika was very angry with the situation and in the out for vengeance. So by definition, man, he entered the show with rage. So you don't get joy for anybody. Even the spider's mind fist selling soul just for him to get power to mend all of them. So I look forward to seeing more of Kurapika, especially in the coming season of Hunter, or Hunter x Hunter as they pronounce it. And yeah, those are our angry anime heroes of our list today. Anyways, thank you all for listening to this episode of the pod. I'm sure you enjoyed it. And if you enjoyed it, don't forget to do the sharing and the commenting and all those good things. It will encourage me and it will make me also post more episodes. So thank you all for watching. Until the next episode of Black Whip Podcast, see you guys later. Bye-bye.